Yeah, so I'm Dave Ray. I'm a professor of carbon management at the University of Edinburgh. For this week in Nature, I've written about depression, but my own depression, and it's one of the hardest things I've ever had to write, because we write obviously research papers and things like that a lot, but writing something so personal has been difficult, and it's really been something that I've been looking to articulate, certainly for myself, if no one else, in terms of what happened, how I felt, but also how other people around me, helped me deal with depression, and actually helped me overcome it. My PhD was really when I encountered really deep depression. And I really honestly didn't have much of a clue of what I was doing at the start of my PhD. I went into it with eyes wide shut, and quite quickly started panicking that, I didn't know what I was doing and everyone else did. I was just scared to admit that I was failing, that I didn't understand what to do, that that things were going wrong. It felt like everything was closing in. So it was one of those things where, when I was thinking through how the next day was going to go, how the next week or the month was going, it all just felt undoable. So I just felt like every option open to me was closed off, that everything was going wrong and it was out of control. So I put on increasingly this facade of it was all right, and this kind of mask to cover that up, because it was just turmoil inside. The depth of my depression, I think, got so bad because, I didn't talk to anyone. And the saving grace was really was my colleagues around me, and they didn't even know it, but just their kind of support, just their warmth. There was one particular guy called Paul, and I really remember it, even though it's 20 years ago. I was like an eggshell. I was so fragile. I think if someone had said boo, I would have just collapsed in tears. And this guy Paul had clearly just, he was chatting with everyone, but he clearly seen in me that, there was something not right. And he just came up, and he just had a chat. Checked I was all right. His warmth that day just made the difference between my eggshell cracking and actually it starting to get stronger. And if I was giving advice back to my 20-odd year old self, it would be just to talk to someone about it, not to hide it, to remember this is an illness. What I've realized from talking to people and actually breaking through that is that it's been a huge help actually speaking out. It's something which has a stigma associated with it still, I think, and the more we talk about it, the more we're aware of it, that it's, it could be any of our colleagues and our friends. And, one of the most important things is that they need to know they can speak about it without fear of ridicule, without fear of, kind of being ostracized. Mental illness is with us. It's very common. Depression is part of that. It's also common. It affects academics more than most, actually, based on the studies that have been done. People need to know they can speak about their mental illness just like they would their physical illness, without fear of that kind of stigma. I do reflect on how I was as a PhD student and as a postdoc in terms of what would have worked well for me, and try and implement that for my PhDs, postdocs, and staff. For me, it has been learning to listen. And actually, one of the things we always do as standard with all of my team and all of my students is we talk about them. And often it is just how are you feeling? How are things? And that's really valuable, I think, just in terms of that feeling of community, feeling like we all care about each other. I feel not 100% secure in being public about my own depression. I still have anxiety that people will think less of me, But you know, I feel like it's worth doing, just to, if it helps other folk around the world, whether they're PhD students or other academics, think, yeah, I'm pleased Dave did that. That kind of chimes with how I feel sometimes, and that, you know, that gives some impetus for them to maybe speak to someone, to speak to a colleague, to speak to a therapist, whoever. If it helps in that little way, then that would be wonderful.